Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There's new information about U.S. intelligence officers who reportedly believe roughly half the Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza may already be dead. The Israeli Defense Force has said it believes as many as 30 hostages may have already lost their lives at the hands of Hamas. This new reporting suggests the number could be double that. A new report cites American officials familiar with U.S. and Israeli intelligence on the matter. Former President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson are expected to hold a press briefing Friday at Mar-a-Lago. This as Republican infighting continues in the House of Representatives. Corey Myers with more.
A key vote on a bill to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act failed on the House floor.
But it's pretty clear and obvious and being whispered among the conference. Mike Johnson does not have the support of the conference.
Marjorie Taylor Greene after that vote. 19 Republicans broke ranks with party leadership and voted against that measure.
More reaction to news of O.J. Simpson's death at the age of 76. Cato Kalin, one of the character witnesses during the O.J. trial, had this to say Thursday.
I would just put out my condolences just to the kids.
Simpson's family says he passed away after battling cancer. He was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 1990s. Disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole quite a bit more of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money than was originally reported. The update from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Martin Estrada, Thursday.
In total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account.
The interpreter's accused of using his relationship with the Japanese star to fund his gambling addiction. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A projection is suggesting that President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. USA's John Schaefer.
Examined by the Penn-Wharton budget model, the analysis dissects five facets of Biden's proposal to calculate the total expenses of the measures. The model indicates that the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances.
Mortgage rates continue to move upward in the latest report from Freddie Mac. It finds the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.88% this week. It's a bump up from 6.82% the week before. New York City Mayor Eric Adams celebrating the development of a new $780 million soccer stadium.
We scored a goal for good paying jobs and economic opportunity.
Part of the development near City Field also includes plans for a casino, hotel, a huge area of public space. Cicada apocalypse is coming. Here's Corey Myers with the crawly details.
Billions of cicadas are set to surface in a matter of weeks as two different broods come out of the ground around at the same time, which some are referring to as the cicada apocalypse, hasn't been seen in the U.S. since Thomas Jefferson was president and won't happen again until 2245.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Liz Pink going to be joining us in just a moment, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst, talking about what she wrote about three reasons why Joe Biden won't close the border. What is it? He likes measles or something? I mean, this is like something we've been talking about forever when the border started to, open up. And this was even before Biden. Okay. Years ago, we talked about it and they thought that I was crazy initially. I said, look, you got all these people coming in, you know, from all these different countries, and they're bringing with them diseases that we've already handled. And now we're reintroducing them. Liz Peek is with us now. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm delighted to join you. Thank you.
Hey, always great to have you with us here, Liz. I was just sharing with the audience. I mean, for years, it seems like for over a decade, certainly, when the border, we were having border challenges. We saw a lot of illegals coming across the border, not like today. But even then, we said, hey, look at what about the health consequences here? You've got people, you know, dealing with diseases that we've already eradicated, and they're reintroducing them, you know, to the population. And now what do we have? We've got an outbreak of measles now.
Yeah, and tuberculosis in some
yes.
communities, I think around Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about this legal immigration surge is good news for our country, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't properly vetted people for being on the terror watch list. There are all these mm-hmm. getaways that almost surely harbor some who are on that list, including the hundreds that we have actually identified. But the fact that people haven't been tested for health, remember during COVID, that was a big concern. We had people like the world's number one ranked tennis player, Djokovic, wasn't allowed
right.
to come into the United States because he hadn't been vaccinated. And yet there's millions of people crossing the border. I mean, it was
yeah.
ridiculous. So
right, and without a mask, and don't even give them a mask at the border. You know, just
yeah,
let them
I mean,
come in. And of course, at that time, right? How many people were wearing? Everybody was so mask phobic, and but yet we allowed all these illegals to come in, and olé, unbelievable.
Yeah, but there's no rhyme or reason to any of this stuff, right? But mm-hmm. but the measles outbreak is quite serious, and. Again, it's offensive to me that we have requirements of American children in terms of vaccinations, health protocols, et cetera. You're not allowed to send your kid to grade school in
exactly.
most states unless you had these immunizations. And yet we have tons of kids coming into these schools now, and no one has any idea whether they've been vaccinated properly. So, of course, there is this outbreak of measles. And again, this is serious stuff. The reason everybody insisted on vaccination back in the day was people can die from being infected. People can have birth defects, et cetera. So this is important. And, you know, yet one more instance of our government not taking care of the people who are in the country legitimately.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, it's their, the cost of them, you know, they're doing business, whatever their business is. You know, it's like, okay, so we lose, a couple hundred thousand American citizens and mix them in with some illegals, too. That's okay, because, you know, you still have this prevailing mindset that is all over the place. And that is that we have too many people on the planet today. Bill Gates and the, you know, others like him, eugenicists, who, you know, believe this. You know, they were upset when it was 2 billion. Now it's 8 billion. What are they going to do in another 10 years? Go ahead.
Bill, I think you're reaching for an explanation for why this border situation has been so mishandled and why there is such permissiveness about people coming in. I just put a piece out at The Hill talking about, number one, the fact that Democrats have lost seats in Congress in states like California and New York. And the only reason the losses haven't been more significant is because they have filled up those population numbers with people coming to sanctuary cities and states, coming into the country illegally. When you have a shift of 2 to 4 million people over 3 years, guess what? That really rebalances the scale. Because as much as hundreds of thousands have left New York and California, the numbers are not so crazy that they can't fill the hole with people illegally. And
exactly.
You think this isn't a big deal. You know, back in the 40s, New York, as an example, I think had 46 congressional seats, House seats. Now they have 26. So the damage to Democrat politics from that has been significant. And so they're doing everything they can to make sure it does not continue. And then the other thing that I think is totally legitimate is that they have basically kept the price of labor from going through the roof, which it would have otherwise because of Biden's big push for labor unions. And also because we had so many people sitting out the workforce because they got so many benefits out of that big $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act and other government benefits that came through COVID. So there are a lot of reasons
that might be
counterintuitive for letting all these people in illegally, but that's what they're doing.
Well, you say counterintuitive, but and I agree. I mean, you're exactly right. Some of this stuff is nuanced, but some of it, you know, when you look at it through a political lens, when the Democrats are losing, these are the same people that said, look, we don't like the way the Supreme Court is lined up, so we're going to pack the court. So they don't like the way Congress is lined up. So we're going to figure out a way to pack the system. And so this is their way of doing it. You know, they saw this happen, you know, of course, California has been a great example, you know, for that cause, has it not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, California and New York are sort of the poster children for how to mess with your number, how to, first of all, drive a whole lot of people out of your state by taxing them to death and also making it very hard to start a business or to run a small business in those states. I mean, all the rules and regulations, the anti-gig provisions, which have, you know, just sort of amped up everything, the high minimum wage, all these regulations make it very hard to run a business in either of those states. So you have pushed people out, and now you entice them back in, new people in, by becoming sanctuary cities and giving out, you know, when people arrive in New York, and it's probably the same in Los Angeles or other places in California, we give them phones, free phones. And shelter and housing. I mean, and education.
Let's not forget medical. Yeah, Obamacare, right there. It's ready made, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary, right? I don't think any other country in the world is doing this.
No, it is insane, and the rest of the world is looking at us like our brains have fallen out. But then but look who's leading the cause here. The one whose brain is great in question, without a doubt, Joe Biden. And you just only touched on one reason why Biden won't close the border. a big reason there, and we'll talk about the other two also, why Republicans should be worrying about, especially those pulling for Donald Trump, with all the fundraising by Democrats, even though Donald Trump last time here this past week was able to raise $50 million. That was a big raise for him. But meanwhile, his legal costs continue to grow as well. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay right where you are.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, good to have you with us. Great to have Liz Peek with us. Yes, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst, and we're talking three reasons why Joe Biden won't close the border. And no matter what he says, Liz, I mean, he's the spinmeister of spinmeisters. Never. I don't know in my lifetime that I have witnessed anything like it. Even Bill Clinton, with all his charm, Barack Obama, with all his charm, who could sit there and just look in your face and say, I did not with that woman. And you could almost believe him, you know. But Joe Biden is just, he defies anything that approximates the truth.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. He doesn't get called on the carpet for it. He's not held accountable. When he comes out and says, you know, when I took office, inflation was running crazy. And I mean, it's just not true. When he took office, we had 6% growth and 1.4% inflation. Those are the facts. And he can't deal with that because they make it very clear that it was his actions, the excessive spending, et cetera, that A, was unnecessary. If you're growing 6%, you don't need an extra $2 trillion booster. And
exactly.
Secondly, that money was basically funneled into the economy too quickly and basically ignited inflation. That's what
And
happened.
He was warned. He was warned that was going to happen.
Yes.
You warned it. You know, he just, you know, logic be damned. I'm going to do as I darn well please. After all, I am the president of the United States. So here he is. He blows everything up. And keep in mind, you know, that 6% growth, Liz, what was it? Barack Obama said Donald Trump talking more than 2%. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. And I think at that time we were under 2% growth. And Barack Obama said it's impossible what Donald Trump's talking about. And here it is. I mean, could you imagine if there had been any kind of cooperation with this administration in the 4 years, what we'd have been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tragic. But, of course, that was coming out of the recession and the downturn caused by COVID. But the reality is because Congress and both sides got together and very quickly passed some pretty big relief measures, we did bounce back from COVID very quickly, and that was to be celebrated, but then it needed to stop. And I keep using this analogy of a python and a pig. That COVID spending should have looked like the pig going through the python, but unfortunately, it never stopped, and so the python just got bigger. So now we have every 100 days, we're adding $1 trillion to the national debt.
Amazing, isn't
it? Get your mind around that, right?
Exactly.
That is an extraordinary figure, but it's completely right. And so, frankly, the fact that we had a CPI yesterday come in hotter than expected, I'm not at all surprised. Basically, you've got at one end, metaphorically speaking, of Pennsylvania Avenue, you've got Jay Powell raising rates to try and slow the economy. At the other end, we have spending like we have never seen before in peacetime.
Exactly.
I think that's what, I don't think Americans get it, that this is not acceptable and it is not usual. We are literally, our deficit relative to our economy is the same level as World War II. How do you possibly explain that?
Well, it's even higher when you talk about all the, you know, the really true top line. What are we, close to $200 trillion in debt? When you add everything up, you know? But, you know, I had an analyst the other day explain this to me because he asked me, he goes, you know, $1 trillion to help get your brain around it. He says, how long do you think it takes to print up $1 trillion? You know, and I, you know, I thought, well, maybe 20 years or so, you know, thinking. And I thought, you know, he's going to come back and say, well, yeah, you're a little aggressive. Actually, if they printed up $1 trillion every second, 24/7, 365 days a year, it would take, in order to print up $1 trillion, 31,710 years, Liz.
That's hard to imagine, but look,
But again, getting to your point, see, our brains cannot get around what even a trillion, and we're talking 34 trillion, you know?
Well, and that's the problem, really. The numbers are so vast that they have ceased being meaningful. Almost anybody. There's an old book that was written called Parkinson's Law, and it had to do with many things. But one idea was that if you're a director of a company, the thing you focus on is like how much the repapering of the ladies' room is going to cost, because the bigger issues are beyond most people's comprehension. And honestly, that's where we are in the government right now.
Yes,
no one can deal with $1 trillion deficit being addition to the deficit every 100 days. So let's talk about the $20 million that we're spending on some idiotic program to rename a post office or something.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what most of Congress is absorbed with. You know, we have, I mean, not to be an alarmist, but we do have problems here. And that is the reason gold is going up is because central banks of countries that we don't like China, are buying a lot of gold right now, more than they've ever bought historically. And if you look at the Chinese English language newspapers, they talk about how the gold price is really a reflection of the weakening of the United States economy.
The American dollar.
And the dollar.
Exactly.
They're attacking the dollar. They want to begin to move away from the dollar because that gives us unlimited borrowing. We're the world not united on using the dollar as a frame of reference. We would be held to account. It's a very scary prospect because it could happen someday.
Well, especially with the petrodollar, and Saudi Arabia has already had negotiations with China saying, okay, we'll accept your money. So, you know, not a huge impact right at this day. But as you said, and what you're talking about, every 3 months, another $1 trillion in indebtedness here and wild spending. It keeps adding up until finally you get to that straw that breaks the camel's back, right?
Yeah, well, it's a long, gradual process, but they are absolutely insistent on undermining the dollar as a store of value, as the stable currency, the reserve currency of the world. And, you know, give them enough time. After all, the Chinese currency is not one that anyone is particularly enthusiastic about. But a combination of crypto and gold, I think they see as the future. And they can't wait because it does diminish the role of the United States in the world. There's no question about it.
How does this set us up for the digital dollar?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, not sure how that would work. I think there's going to be tremendous resistance to it. But look, you know, you and I are looking at a world changing so rapidly.
Exactly.
And particularly with the advent of AI, it's quite possible that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there really is a digital cryptocurrency that is replacing the dollar. It's quite possible.
Yeah. And puts the government in total control then. And then what we saw happen in Canada, coming to a zip code near you, right?
It could be. I prefer to think on the here and now, which is, you know, let's try and get inflation under control by, guess what, cutting back spending.
Yes.
The response on the in the intelligentsia is going to be instead, let's raise taxes. And that's, you know, my friend Larry Kudlow is really opposed to one of these fiscal commissions like Simpson-Bowles getting started.
Exactly.
Because
right.
the inevitable answer is going to be, let's raise taxes. And the reality is, if you look at long-term trends, we are not out of sync in terms of tax revenues. We are out of sync in terms of spending. And again, there is no excuse for it. We're not even in recession. So what's all the spending for? I'll tell you what it's for, is to reelect Joe Biden.
I was going to say, it's buying votes. I mean, how many more thousands of tuition in debts are being erased that he's proposing now?
Yeah.
You know, this new announcement?
Hundreds of billions. Some people think it's as much as $600 billion, again, that he has promised. And here's the thing. It's not legal. What he's doing is not legal. And by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but it is one of a whole slew of actions and activities that Joe Biden has taken on via executive order. Whether it's gun measures, I don't think those are legal either. All of these things are going to be challenged in court. He knows that. And yet, by the time you get through the challenge in court on the student loan thing, you know, a lot of people are going to have their lives really turned upside down by this. It's so unfair. And it's completely political.
Yeah, totally. And you're exactly right. And this is how we've gotten where we are right now, is that he has opened up a fire hose of executive orders and problems that are just overwhelming the everyday American people. That's why they got to get to the basics of what our Constitution says, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How is that happening under Joe Biden? How is that happening?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he's bending and stretching.
Exactly.
Constitution.
Got to leave it there.
No one put him
back.
IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson XAI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select 5 participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%, sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Reactions still pouring in after the passing of O.J. Simpson. USA's John Schaefer has more from Las Vegas.
Jeff Michael is a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag for him.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had.
Simpson passed away Wednesday from cancer at the age of 76 in Las Vegas.
Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Yeah, kind of hard to imagine I think it's been like 40 years now, really? 40 years since Bob Gates wrote that book. And he said in his book that at that time, in 20 years of experience with Joe Biden, he hadn't gotten anything right when it came to foreign policy. And Barack Obama echoes this. He says, look, elections have consequences. And the consequence that we had in 2020 is Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief. And look what he's messed up. Afghanistan, everything. The military right now, they're so proud about pronoun usage, not even military readiness. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. She's the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And it is off and rolling. Right, Cheryl?
Yes, it is. Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good morning. Oh, always good to have you on. So here it is, Joe Biden, who's bumbled his way and incompetently continued to rise to the level. I mean, beyond the level of incompetence. I mean, it's just like it's on steroids. And it's bad enough that it's with him, but it's such a pandemic in and of itself that it's reflected throughout his administration, Cheryl.
It is. And, you know, it's really difficult to just summarize in a few short bullet points the failures, the epic failures of this White House administration, because from day one, there have been so many. And foreign policy, though, is something that you can see a clear distinction between the previous Donald Trump administration and how calm the world was to now the existing feckless Joe Biden administration, and the world's on fire.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing was, we had 8 years of Barack Obama. Barack Obama did us no favors overseas. If anything, he set up the foundation for Iran and terrorist increased terrorist activity. You know, so he was no genius either. And in between, yes, we had some clarity. I thought that most people could discern, but Donald Trump. But you know, it's like the one commentary that I wrote, Cheryl. I said, "Who told you to hate Donald Trump?" I mean, you know, and that's what was happening. People were just told by the media, social media, all these oligarchs that were controlling the information and the messaging, you know, in this world that we're supposed to be so sensitive about because, you know, of disinformation, so much so that Joe Biden says we needed to have a minister of disinformation. Going, why do you want a minister? You've got a battalion of disinformation acolytes out there, you know, filling the people with a bunch of manure.
Yeah, and I want to go back to what you just said about Iran, right? The funding of Iran under Barack Obama and so forth, because I just returned from a 15-day trip in Israel where I was covering for the Washington Times war-related issues, and I can tell you that the Israeli people pay attention to American politics closely, and they see a very distinct difference between Barack Obama, then Donald Trump, and now again Joe Biden. And they're very diplomatic about how they word their statements because, of course, they need America to stay, right, they need America to stay as an ally. But off record and in between the lines, it's clear that they are not very happy with Joe Biden and how they're being thrown under the bus and emboldening Iran, emboldening terrorism.
Exactly. Well, and here he is, as you write, and I want to talk more about this eyewitness, you know, perspective that you were able to have, because you're fresh from Israel. You're fresh from the battlefield there. So you saw all this. You heard the stories of what happened on October the 7th. You are hearing, you know, at the ground floor level, you know, what is going on and why, you know, really Hamas has put the region into a non-negotiable area. It is a non-negotiable position. They have no basis, and that's why they're counting on the international community and Joe Biden to you know, try to still leverage for a two-state solution, which, Cheryl, I'll tell you, you're there, and so you saw it firsthand. I've been to Israel once. The reports I'm getting there constantly, and even from understanding all the nuances of it, it's untenable. You cannot negotiate with people that want to kill you. It's stupid.
It is stupid. And I just got home 2 days ago. So when you say I was just there, I mean, literally, I was just there.
I got to tell you, I was doing a pig and a poke here because I had you down, you know, because, you know, Sandy had said, well, you know, I knew you were in Israel, but I wasn't sure you were coming back. And I said, well, let's see if we can get her here on Friday because I'd love to be able to. So thank you so much for, you know, dealing with jet lag and all that you've been dealing with to, you know, come on the show to, you know, give us an update. But anyway, getting back into, you know, Joe Biden and how he's playing, as you have written, into the strategy of Hamas.
Yeah, this is very important to realize because people who don't pay much attention to politics or especially foreign affairs, right, the idea of a two-state solution, striking an agreement between warring parties where they can coexist peacefully into the future. Sounds great, right? It sounds, right. Why not? Why can't we just compromise on both sides? But the problem is, and the Israeli people know this, right? The problem is, as you pointed out, when one side of that equation wants to eradicate you completely, both as a people and a nation, how do you strike a deal with that? That's the mentality that the Israelis are dealing with when it comes to Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, a lot of these nations that surround them and have historically stopped from attacking them because of strength in the White House. And now you have a White House under Joe Biden who is really siding with these Hamas terrorists by talking about a two-state solution. And I just want to point out one other quick fact that goes underreported or completely unreported. Most of those youth who were attacked at the Nova Festival in Israel, right, when Hamas started crossing the border, most of them were actually friendly with the Palestinian people. They had reached out to them across Gaza borders to offer aid, medical aid, food, job opportunities, and so forth. And they thought, as the Democrats advocate nowadays, that if they just did the right persuasive argument that these Palestinians would lay down arms and become friends. Well, to their detriment, their eyes have been opened. And the two-state solution for even liberals in Israel died on October 7th.
No, you're exactly right. Because what indication, my question would have been, Cheryl, what indication tells you that they're willing to do this, that they're willing to coexist in peace, when the doctrine of the Palestinians have been since the days of Yasser Arafat is you don't negotiate. Even Bill Clinton, he frustratingly reminded everybody, we offered them 97-98% of what they wanted. And they said, no, go. They walked away from the negotiating table. They wanted 100%. And that other remaining 2% had to do with the existence of Israel as a state going forward, as you mentioned. You know, from the river to the sea, that has been their doctrine. And they are, they're ideologically fixed on that. So how do you negotiate with them? It's untenable. But, you know, for some reason, the international community, because you know what? It's not their wives that are getting murdered. It's not their daughters who are being raped and whose breasts are being cut off, that they're watching their breasts being, you know, kicked down the road to the cheers of Palestinians on the sidewalk, you know, cheering it on. And, and these young men are kicking women's breasts down the road like a soccer ball. How disgusting.
It's savage and it's brutal and it's horrific. And, you know, the counter to that is the left will agree, well, yes, that is awful, but Hamas does not represent the poor Palestinian civilians, right? And so I just like to say
that 80% voted into office, right? So they don't represent them. 80% of them voted Hamas into office.
80% of them voted Hamas into office, correct, and the ones who did not vote for Hamas voted for groups with similar anti-Israel, anti-West agendas. Mm. So it's basically one and the same. And second, if you look at the polls that are coming out of the area since October 7th, the Palestinian people, by and large, still support Hamas. They supported the attacks, they support the war against Israel, and they continue to support the terror strikes against what they consider illegal occupiers, which is how they label Israel.
You know, really, they're a bunch of cowards when you think about it, Cheryl. They're using these proxies because the last time they got together, well, you know, it's been several times, but the Six-Day War, they got their butts handed to them. You know, when they should have overwhelmingly, you know, just clobbered Israel. I mean, every time they go against Israel, they forget that God's hand is still upon Israel. How dare you attack God's chosen people and his chosen land? Oh, stay tuned for details. Yet more to come. Cheryl Chumley is with us, and she'll stay with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe,
easier stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know, I was just bragging on Cheryl Chumley. I don't think she realized sometimes how good she is. And I just wanted her to know how much we appreciate her reporting on the Washington Times Online. She's the online opinion editor. She's the author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Just got back after 15 days in Israel. So I kind of want to just turn it over to her to relate to us what she saw firsthand to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but about what's happening, because I get it. Many people are, they're a bit confused as to what Joe Biden is doing in this administration, the pressure that they're putting on Israel. They're here fighting a war and we're giving them money, but then we're trying to hold back money in order to implement Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken's strategy as if they have some sort of consistent history of success, Cheryl.
Yeah, and I appreciate the chance to speak about this because, you know, what happens to Israel doesn't stay in Israel, right? The terrorists have an agenda to take out Israel and then bring that terrorism to the rest of the world, to the West in particular, to America.
And of course, and we have encampments already, Cheryl, because of our open border. I think there's something like 20 Hezbollah encampments inside of the United States right now.
Huge.
I think it was
risk.
The last. Yeah.
Huge,
right.
Huge risk with our open borders. And you have to remember, you can't persuade evil to lay down their evil agendas, right?
Oh, no.
The only thing that can stop evil is a force that is stronger than that evil. And look, just to run down briefly, as quickly as possible, my 15 days in Israel, I landed during Purim, right, which is their celebration of independence and God's rescuing of their entire people. And what I first did was within hours of landing, I was at a celebration where there were evacuees of Gaza communities who had gathered together for the first time in 4 months because these people have been displaced by Hamas, right?
Exactly.
They have
right.
become 200,000 Israelis have become refugees in their own nation.
In their own, amazing.
In their own nation, they have had to flee the Gaza border, and they have had to flee their northern borders, where Hezbollah is taking advantage of the situation and launching airstrikes. So these people have been displaced. They've been living in hotels, right? Families with young children. Imagine this. You and your spouse living in a one-room hotel with three, four, five little kids who don't understand what's going on, right? And they're hyperactive, can't go to school because there's no school, and that's your life for three, four, five months. Separated from your community. So for the first time, these citizens were able to meet and celebrate for Purim. And one of the things that I was struck consistently by Israelis from day one to the day I left was how their endurance shone. You would think that out of anybody who would be feeling sorry for themselves, feeling victimized, feeling down in the dumps and so forth, it would be the Jewish people, because it's a small nation and they all know somebody who's dead, who's been abducted, who has been injured by Hamas. They all know somebody, and more people, more frequently, they know more than one person. And yet they continue their lives. Right?
Yeah,
they continue
exactly.
their celebrations. They continue to go to work. They're not just sitting there feeling sorry for themselves. So it's absolutely amazing how inspirational they are in terms of carrying on with their lives, even as they grieve and fight against the evil forces. That was just day one.
Wow. Well, and it's interesting, too, that you would arrive on the start of Purim. And what Purim historically, what it represents to the Jewish people. This is another part of their history where there was a force that wanted to wipe them out. And what happened was what that force thought was going to happen, you know, but God. The hand of God comes in and the sword is turned on the very ones that wanted to annihilate, you know, the children of Israel.
Yep, the Book of Esther in the Bible.
Yes, exactly. Right,
exactly.
Those who want
to do a little research, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, the last story that I'm posting today was an interview with an IDF soldier who is recovering from his injuries that he sustained while entering Gaza with his unit. They walked upon a booby trap and it exploded. Mm-hmm. He ended up losing his leg, half his stomach, he had facial burns, arm injuries, and there he is in his wheelchair in Sheba Medical Center in Israel. And he is talking about how he is not the hero here, that he was just doing his job, and that one of his goals, if possible, once he gets fitted for a prosthetic, because his leg was amputated above the knee, is that he would like to return to military service, maybe not in a combat role, but in a training role. So it's just this type of mentality that is a stark difference from the Palestinian people, who just they cry victim every chance they get, even though they're the ones who, as we just spoke about, Bill, they're the ones who vote for terror consistently.
Exactly, and the neighboring, you know, Arab nations. Here we had four or five nations ready to sign the Abrahamic Peace Accords. Saudi Arabia was getting ready recently. Benjamin Netanyahu was celebrating that this was coming about. And, of course, all hell broke loose. This was right before October the 7th. So you had to have these agitators, you know, come in. Iran says there's no way that's going to happen. But, you know, Iran is still getting away with this. And what has Joe Biden done to clip their tails whatsoever? I mean, here they were virtually bankrupt when Donald Trump was in office. And then in a matter of, what, a year or two, they're multi-billionaires again, and they're funding terrorist activity. And it's our government, it's Joe Biden, who is facilitating this.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's not just the money, it's the messaging as well, right? Messaging, drawing moral equivalencies between the Israeli people who were victimized so many different levels on October 7th and continue to be now by the media and the government who are pushing for ceasefires and two-state solutions, drawing an equivalency between them and the Palestinian people and terrorists like Hamas and Hezbollah. And this is what this administration is doing. It's talking out of both sides of its mouth. It's saying, well, we support Israel, 100% support Israel. At the same time, Israel, stop entering Gaza, stop going after Hamas, do not go into Iran.
Right.
Entrenchment, and it's the last area that the IDF needs to attack in order to completely eradicate Hamas. Do not go into Rafah. Instead, sit down at the table and let's strike a deal with these people who just they just want to kill you, and they want to take your land and destroy your nation. So
right.
it's completely deceptive. And it's not just Joe Biden, it's the European Union. They're mm-hmm. horrific in their anti-Semitism. Oh, yes. The United Nations and so forth.
Yeah, it really is us against them. And for some reason, Joe Biden doesn't want to be part of us anymore. And acting independently and avoiding what has been our interest from day one, which has been biblical. You know, God said very clearly, those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse will be cursed. And look at the start of this great nation. We blessed Israel, and we've been there to bless Israel, even when they became a nation once again in 1948. But now we're at this point where there's this apostasy that's taking place and this movement led by our commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, which is amazing to me because he ignores all biblical history and content to understand why it's so important and why America is America today is because of our relationship with Israel. One of the things you wrote about in your Substack was the Hamas terror site turned memorial, and you said it has the feel of America's 9/11. Tell us about that.
It does. So when we were struck on 9/11, it was just a few days after September 11th terror attacks that I and my family went to the site of the Pentagon, right, where they had the big gaping hole in it, and they had put the flag and so forth over it, but it was still a hole. It was very sad, very sorrowful, and very somber, right? There were other people who stood across the road, and everybody was silent. And it was just a memorial, a sort of makeshift memorial. Well, I never felt that again until I stood on the Nova Festival field and I saw the makeshift memorial that had been erected there. Just pole after pole planted in the ground, surrounded by flowers and photographs. And on top of the poles would sit pictures of those at the festival who had been murdered, abducted, still taken hostage, injured, and so forth. And it was just, you walk up and down the rows, back and forth, and you just look at face after face after face, right? Beautiful faces, mostly young people, mostly under, you know, age 21, mostly young people. And you think, why? And then you walk away from that area and you see planted in, say, 100 feet, 200 feet away, other poles, and obviously those are the spots where the youth were gunned down as they were trying to flee. So it spreads out, and I have video and images and a photo gallery and descriptions and all that posted at WashingtonTimes.com for anybody who wants to see, but the feeling you get there is the same as it was for many Americans gazing at the destruction from September 11th, and that is why, too, Israel is making the case that, you know, their October 7th is our September 11th. We're joined at the hip on that.
Exactly. Cheryl, about a minute left here. You recently wrote, I think just a few hours ago, UNRWA emerging as a new terror headache for Israel. Less than a minute, so I'll let you summarize what's going on here. Donald Trump recognized the danger of this group and stopped its funding. But Joe Biden, oh, no. he's got to do the opposite, right? Go ahead.
Very, very important story. I went to the Knesset, interviewed a Knesset member who is fighting UNRWA funding because it emboldens terrorism and actually pays those who commit acts of terror, not just on Israel, but around the world. And Joe Biden and Congress has actually stopped funding for UNRWA, but only until 2025. So again, this discussion is going to come up. And if Joe Biden wins again, look for the funding of the terror to start soon after.
Without a doubt. Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl Shumley has been with us. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi.